Well, good morning, everybody. This morning I was praying in the chapel and I had my nice coffee and it was like paradise. And I was reading Psalm 104 and it was talking about how all of creation praises God. And it says, the birds from their branches sing their song. And I was hearing all these birds outside and I'm just thinking, like, God is so good. He just gives us these little winks all the time, and we can never forget how good is God. And here we are in the house of the Lord. So we just thank God for that. And I wanted to share with you all a grace that happened on Tuesday last week. The priests of the Archdiocese and other catechetical leaders and things, we came together with the Archbishop, and they had a gentleman talking to the whole diocese. And the topic was from maintenance to mission. And he kind of framed it by talking about, his name is Father Jonathan Rays, and he was talking about the history of Catholicism in the United States, which is a very interesting history. And he summarized it. Of course, there's so many other factors that are going on here, but he said, we have to remember that when this country was new, Catholics were people were afraid of Catholics because it was seen that we had an allegiance to a foreign power, aka the Vatican. And so the Protestant kind of roots of this country and so many of the people that were very afraid of Catholics, they didn't really know what to do with us. And so Catholics were persecuted. There was a lot of prejudice against them. They were largely uneducated because they were poor and in the ways of this world. They largely lived in Catholic ghettos. And I don't mean that in a negative way. They just lived in downtown areas, and they all the Catholics were around, you know, and you had a parish that was literally in the middle of this Catholic area, this Catholic ghetto. And everybody that lived there was Catholic, and your whole life was around the church. Everything about your life was around the church. And this is how it was for a good while in the history of our country. And then a big turning point sort of happened with World War II, where you had Protestant and Catholic men fighting next to each other on the same battlefield, on the same team. And so gradually some of those, you know, animosities and divisions reduced. Then you had the GI Bill, which was another big turning point, because now those Catholics who had been serving in our country's armed forces, veterans were able to have expenses paid for gratitude for their service, for education, and so they got education, and with that comes more opportunities, more jobs. Then you had the development of the automobile and the spreading of that and the interstates and all these, and all of a sudden, like, suburbia, you know. And so this big kind of these all these factors are sort of happening, and other ones too. But now those Catholic ghettos, those Catholic areas where you had the church at the very center of everything, you had priests and nuns out the wazoo, you had humongous families, you had just all this stuff. And so the Council of Baltimore during that era, they mandated, the same Council of Baltimore that came up with the Baltimore Catechism, required every Catholic parish in the United States of America to have a school. And we could do it because we had so many people. The things were growing so crazy. But then with all these developments, things are more spread out. And now for the first time, Catholics, and you might have a Presbyterian on one side of your house, and on the other side of your house, you might have an Episcopalian or a Baptist or whatever. And all of these, all of the sudden, it became a little bit more, you had to be more intentional to be Catholic. And a lot of people weren't, because they took for granted, everybody's, we just do the things, you know, and this is what happens, we live. And so all of these factors are kind of happening. And the topic that we were listening to on Tuesday was, it's not enough just to take care of the buildings that we have and the things that the institutions that we have. It's bigger than that. It's mission. It's like the Acts of the Apostles that we've been reading, we heard in our first reading today, and we've been reading for all of Easter season. That's the apostolic faith that we need to have again. Because what did those guys have, the apostles? They had no money. They had no buildings, no church buildings, no school buildings, no Catholic hospitals, no Catholic charities. None of all of these institutions that grew so quickly while we were in the era of Christendom and the Catholic ghettos, those things didn't exist. But what did they do? They had the Lord. They had the Lord, they had the faith, and they had a burning zeal for souls and a burning zeal for heaven. And with that, they went out and spread the faith to the whole world. And kind of the theme of the day was that we're back in those times now. They're different now, though. But we're sort of in these apostolic times where you're not just Catholic by default anymore. And now we have to be intentional. And we also have to be intentional disciples and intentional missionaries. And I put by the doors, and there's going to be more talk about this coming up because I got really excited about it. This thing called a grid for growth. And it was come up with by this Benedictine monk by the name of Father Boniface Hicks. But he says, how the only way we're alive as individuals, as families, as a parish, is if we're growing. If we reach destination disease, we're dead. I've got as far as I'm going to go, and I'm pretty good. Thanks, I'm good. That's a deadly sort of thought. And he says, we have to be in a mindset of growth, especially with our lives of faith, our lives of discipleship. And he says, growth happens in anything in three ways. You and knowledge, habits, experiences. You think about like basketball, okay? Like if you don't know the game, you don't know the plays, you don't know the way the game works, you're not going to get good at it. You'll stink at it. And if you don't have habits, like constantly shooting the free throws and constantly practicing, you're not going to get good at it. The habits have to be there. And lastly, the experiences. Experiences of actually playing tournaments and actually playing as a team. And we grow by doing. We learn by doing. And so he says, but let's take all that and adopt it to the three domains of faith. Of what it is to be a good Catholic, a Catholic. Prayer, community, and mission. And he says, in all of these three domains, these three areas, knowledge, habits, experience. I'm not going to go through the whole chart because it took us all day to do all these things. But as an example, prayer. Knowledge. If I don't know God, and Jesus in our gospel says today that if you know me, you'll do my commandments. If you love me, you'll do my commandments. And if we don't know God, then we just see him as a dictator or as this sort of a monster in the sky making us do all these things. But when we come to know him, when we come to know our faith, and so to like be intentional about growing in our prayer, in growing in our ability, in the ways that we pray, and growing in our knowledge and our love of God, studying the scriptures, the word of God, the lives of the saints, listening to Catholic podcasts. There's Catholic YouTube videos. There's so much stuff out there. We live in such an anointed time. And like to be constantly immersing ourselves in these things so that we have knowledge. So we have knowledge. And then building on that is habits. A habit of prayer where I pray every morning and it looks like this. I pray every night and it looks like this. I pray the Angelus at noon. I pray my daily rosary. I pray my daily this. And I do my daily readings of scripture. And to have a habit of it. But it has to be intentional. And for us, ourselves, and for our kids. It has to be an intentional growing in knowledge of God. An intentional habit forming. Of this is the way that our prayer, this is how we, and not to say God doesn't do new things. Of course, he breathes new life into things all the time. But that we have habits, because habits are important. And then experiences, where we go on retreats, Catholic men's conferences, Catholic women's conferences, marriage retreats, talks, conferences, holy hours, a walk with God, with your wife or your husband or your kids, praying the rosary outside. And these experiences, they add so much to the knowledge and the habits. These are where things get deeper oftentimes. But are we availing ourselves intentionally to these sorts of experiences? A lot of times people will say to me, Father, I sent my kid to Catholic school and I don't know what happened. Well, because maybe some of these elements, and it's not a thing to be nostalgic or to feel like, oh gosh, guilt or whatever. It's just to say, these three things are huge. And if they're not there, then we die. And our life of faith dies. And there's an eternal price for that. And so to be intentionally growing in our knowledge, growing in our habits, growing in our experiences of prayer, community, and mission. I just went through prayer. I'm not going to go through there too. But I put some examples in these sheets that are by the doors. And I'm going to be writing about it and put more stuff in the bulletin. We're going to talk about it at parish councils of our parishes. And just this applies to individuals, to families, to classes in the school or to our youth group or to all of the different things, the groups that we're a part of. How are we doing this? And because the days of unintentional discipleship are over, and now it's got to be intentional. It has to be intentional, and eternal life is at stake here. And so this is such an exciting time actually to be a Catholic, and because we live in this moment now of a new apostolic age. A new apostolic age where a whole new generation of saints are being born and being formed. I'm seeing it. I'm very excited about it. And I just pray to even see it in the mirror, and that all of us can, you know. And so that's what Tuesday for all of us priests was. It was not a day to have all the answers. It was a day to get the conversation going about maintenance to mission mode. And what that looks like, how that's going to be enfleshed in each of our parishes and the diocese, as a diocese at large, individuals, families, parishes, dioceses. And so just, I give that to all of you to take to prayer and to take to thought. And together we journey. We journey into this new apostolic age to heaven. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.